This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, Why Not Mint Money is a daily podcast on personal finance that helps you get smart about managing money. We help you understand basic money concepts to keep you from making bad money mistakes. Why Not Mint Money is your one-stop solution to money matters. So, let's get started. Welcome to your money journey.
October is known to be historically volatile for the US stock market. However, experts say that it is likely to spark inflows into exchange-traded funds. Hi, I'm Abhinav Kaul, and in this episode of Why Not Mint Money, I spoke with Neeraj Nanda, CEO of Globalize, to get a perspective on does taking exposure to US markets via ETFs make sense? Passive investing, which includes index funds and ETFs, has become prominent among the first-time investors in India, as these are the most basic form of putting one's money in mutual funds. Both these instruments essentially mirror an index. According to State Street, in September, US-listed ETFs raked in some $46 billion, their 10th month in a row, with more than $40 billion in inflows. So far this year, US ETFs have pulled in a total of $640 billion, putting the industry on pace to break records by year-end. Sectoral ETFs have also witnessed inflows in 12 consecutive months, taking in $92 billion, the longest streak so far. So, Viraj, should Indian foreign portfolio investors be more keen towards US-listed ETFs?
Getting exposure to US-listed ETFs makes sense from both a strategic as well as a tactical viewpoint. The strategic allocation is the positioning to help achieve target weights from a long-term goals perspective based on an individual's risk preferences. The tactical allocation would refer to taking advantage of market conditions to make specific bets. Investors whose allocation to US equities is short of an optimum level or the level that they desire can adjust their exposure by buying the ETFs. Volatility in the markets is especially a positive factor for those investors who want to make tactical changes to their portfolios. These changes can be made either by adjusting the position weights of the ETFs within their portfolios by buying additional ETFs or by rotating into sector-focused ETFs that look more attractive. Sector-focused ETFs such as financial services, healthcare, etc. are a popular way to make bets based on an investor's view on the valuation, momentum, or earnings growth in that particular sector. The typical Indian investor has most of their investments within the country and would achieve significant diversification benefits by expanding their horizon to US ETFs. Investing in the US listed ETFs should also be pursued by investors planning future spending in the US, say for education or a real estate purchase. So, you know, overall, yes, absolutely, Indian investors should be keen and should look towards investing in US-listed ETFs as, systematically investing in these can help diversify a portfolio away from domestic markets, as well as the depreciating rupee, while helping accumulate dollar-denominated assets for future consumption.
Next, if you can list the benefits Indian investors can reap by investing in these ETFs.
There are multiple benefits of investing in US-listed ETFs. Firstly, the breadth and depth of the ETF universe is enormous. This refers to the range of ETFs available and the large pool of assets invested in them. There are ETFs for investors seeking broad US market exposure, which typically track the major indices such as the S&P 500, the NASDAQ 100, and Russell 1000. There are asset class ETFs such as commodities and fixed income. And at the other end of the spectrum, there are also ETFs that offer exposure to niche areas of the market or to specific themes such as clean energy, artificial intelligence, and cloud computing. While these are the themes that are likely to dominate the future of humanity, many of these themes are not available for investment in India. Secondly, US-listed ETFs can offer an investor a truly global allocation framework through the various country-specific and region-specific ETFs, and through the sectoral ETFs. For example, European ETFs offer exposure to one of the cheapest markets in the world at this point in time, while Asian ETFs provide exposure to some of the fastest growing markets. With just a handful of ETFs, it's possible for an investor to build a portfolio that's truly diversified across countries as well as industries. Thirdly, the liquidity of these ETFs is very high, and this makes it seamless for an investor to make dynamic changes to his portfolio, and at the same time smoothens the investment process by eliminating the worry of getting stuck with thinly traded securities.
That's it for now. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for listening in. We're also available on livemint.com. And if you're old school, then do pick up a copy of Mint for some insightful coverage. If you have any questions you want us to address, do reach us out at HT Smartcast. We are present on Twitter, Facebook, and Insta. And if you want to connect over email, write in to us at mintmoney@livemint.com. Until next time, it's bye-bye.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
Picture this. You're on a John Deere compact tractor, enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.